Welcome to Wednesday in the Word. We are so glad you are able to join us today as we dive into God's Word and draw closer to Jesus. Today, let's open our hearts and minds to see what God has for us in hopes to deepen our relationship with Him. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith. Let's get into today's message. Here's Cody.
What's up, my friends, family? Hope everybody has had a great couple of weeks. I know I haven't been on here in the past 2 weeks, but God has kept me busy. He has provided so much for me. He's provided in abundance with me playing drums and my talents. And I've been wanting to get back to this, and I've had a couple messages cooking up, I ain't gonna lie, in my soul that I've been wanting to share. But this one stood out to me so much. And the Bible study I'm in, shout out to those guys. I love them to death, and I'm thankful for them. We're going through the Gospel of John, and we were doing John 18 last week. And before we go, I normally read, we all kind of read the word, the chapter that we're studying that week. And before I went, this right here just stood out to me more than ever. And before we start, I want to ask, have you ever desired to be comfortable in the midst of opposition? Have you, like, placed your hope, comfort, security, and maybe in someone of power and influence? Have you placed it, your hope, comfort, and security in a relationship? Maybe a job, a certain place? Have you sought approval from someone or something, all with jeopardizing your relationship with Jesus? I feel like that's probably majority of us. It's just the way life is. And the Bible even says that we all have fallen short of the glory of God. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But if you've answered yes to any of those, you may be like the guy in this story right here that I'm about to speak on, Peter. Talk about him a lot. And he is a disciple of Jesus. If you do not know that, he was with Jesus when he was arrested. And that leads us up to where we are in this story right now. We're in the Gospel of John 18. And I'm going to read 15 through 18, or verses 15 through 18. But I really want to hone in on verse 18. I just want to kind of paint the picture here before we start. And Jesus has just been arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. They've came to take him away for his trial. And Caiaphas, the high priest, was saying it's better than for one man to die for the Jews than all. Starting in verse 15, this is the reading of God's word. It says, Simon Peter was following Jesus, as was another disciple. That disciple was an acquaintance of the high priest, so he went with Jesus into the high priest's courtyard. But Peter remained standing outside by the door. So the other disciple, the one known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the girl who was the doorkeeper and brought Peter in. The servant girl, who was the doorkeeper, said to Peter, You aren't one of this man's disciples too, are you? I am not, he said. Verse 18, this is really where I want you to really focus in on. Now the servants and the officials had made a charcoal fire because it was cold. They were standing there warming themselves, and Peter was standing with them warming himself. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I just want to come to you in prayer. I pray that you just bless the person on the other side of this screen. God, open their heart and open their mind. God, open my heart and my mind as well. God, I'm just a vessel. I'm not here speaking on my own accord, God. It's your word that has spoken to me when I was reading to this. And God, I just want to get it out. And God, I pray it blesses somebody. God, I pray that I will be a faithful follower of you, no matter life's struggles and scenarios, God. And I pray for the other person as well that is listening in on the other side of the speaker, that they will as well, God. Yours is the victory, God. It's your kingdom, not ours. God, I pray, God, that you bless this message. In your name, amen. So Peter was cold. Let's read that again in verse 18. Now the servants and the officials had made a charcoal fire because it was cold. Peter was cold. He was standing with the wrong crowd. He was standing with the servants and the officials of the high priest. And right before that, in verse 17, he denied that he was a follower of Jesus. He denied that he was a disciple of Jesus. He said, "I am not." But he was standing there in the cold, warming up. He was went to the warmth of the fire, but standing with the wrong crowd, which made him very vulnerable. He was trying to blend in. And how many times have we caught ourselves trying to blend in, maybe to avoid conflict, or just try to keep the peace instead of sharing Jesus? Maybe not by just saying anything, but it's our actions. Our actions speak louder than words. But he distanced himself from Christ Jesus. Psalm 1:1 says, "How happy is the one who does not walk in the advice of the wicked, or stand in the pathway with sinners, or sit in the company of mockers." These guys were mocking Jesus. Let's not forget, these are the same people that were saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Peter stood in the company of those who arrested Jesus because he was cold. Being in the wrong place made it easier for him to deny our Lord Jesus. I want you to ask yourself today, where are you at today? Where are you placing yourself? It could be willingly, or it could be that you just happen to end up there. And I'm not saying just because you were a follower of Jesus does not mean that you cannot be in these other places. No, because Jesus even tells us that it's not the healthy that need a doctor, it's the sick. And blessed are those who bring the good news. And that's us. That's us, the disciples of Jesus. We're all disciples and followers of him if we proclaim his name. It says to go and make disciples. That we have to do that. That's the Great Commission. That's what I'm referring to there. But 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, "Do not be deceived. Satan is a great deceiver. He is the best deceiver." 1 Corinthians 15:33 again says, "Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals." And this just came to me. This wasn't even in my notes, but thinking of I've seen these pictures on Facebook and Instagram, a fruit, you know, like a bad fruit gets next to this really good fruit and it starts rubbing off and starts corrupting that. And I think that's exactly what this means right here. But the more we stand with earthly influences, the more we stand, like be around and take in those things and be like, "Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm for that too. I'm for that too. I agree with you on that. I agree." No, it's the more we stand. We cannot agree with these people, but we have to love these people. We have to love these people. More we stand with earthly influences, the more harder it is to stand firm in our faith. Like I said, I'm not saying to hide under a rock, stay locked up, not go in these places. Because God's blessed me so much being in these other places to bring the gospel of him. He is using me and he is using you today, no matter where you are. You just have to stand strong in him. Stand on the rock. Stand on God's word. Not stand and blend in like Peter was doing. Peter was blending in with these people that were against Jesus. We have to stay in prayer. I mean, stay in prayer. Is that a priority for us today? Do we make prayer a priority? Because that is our lifeline to God. That is our telephone. And that is any time. Holy Spirit, I ask this. Jesus, please help me in this situation. We have to look in the Word. Are we reading the Word? That's His Word to us. I believe, and I say this all the time in my messages, that I believe in this Word from Genesis to Revelation, every bit of it, and I do, and we have to read it. We can't just be like, the Bible, because some people, you read the Bible, oh God, that is what? This is the only truth we have on this earth. It's not found in Instagram. It's not found in Twitter. I think it's a thing called X, Facebook, a news channel, a figure. It's found in this Word. And I say this a lot, but I'm saying do not put your faith and trust in the preacher. Do not put your faith and trust in a church staff member. Don't put it in a worship leader or not, maybe just even your church. My church is so great. It's not your church. It's Jesus's. He's the head of the church. No matter which church you go to, no matter where you are, it's Jesus alone. And that's who we are worshiping, and that's who the great physician is, and that is our God of life, is Jesus. That's our solid rock and our foundation. Point number two is looking for acceptance in the wrong places leads to denial. Peter swore he wouldn't deny Jesus. That's John 13:7. And Jesus is like, before the rooster crows, you will have denied me three times. The presence of power and influential people took over and led him seeking comfort at their fire because he was cold. How many times do we get cold? And just speaking wise, like, maybe we get lonely, maybe we get bored, maybe we get just inspired by something that is not of God, and we're like, man, you know what? I kind of need to get near that fire. I'm freezing right now. There's no other way out of this. I just got to get by the fire and warm up, no matter who it's really around, no matter what they may cause me, no matter if an ember hits me, because, oh, I'm a Christian, I'll just brush it off. No, because I'm telling you, the embers will start hitting you, and they'll just stay on your skin, and it'll turn into just maybe a little first-degree burn, and then the next thing you know, you're in a third-degree burn, where it causes dead tissue of the skin, which could lead to deadness spiritually in our hearts. Guys, we have to follow Him completely and not just look for comfort every which way, because that led Peter to deny Jesus. Was like, you know what, I'll just get around here with these people. I already told them I'm not a follower, I'm not a disciple of them. So I'm just going to blend in here with them. And I could kind of, in my mind, reading this, just see Peter with his head down, just, you know, rubbing his hands together, holding it to the fire, and kind of looking down, because he knew he was wrong. He knew he was wrong. God restored him, though. Jesus had restored him after this as well. But Jesus says in Matthew 10:33, "But whoever denies me before others, I will also deny him before my Father in heaven." But whoever denies me before others, I will also deny him before my Father in heaven. Proverbs 29:25 says, "The fear of mankind is a snare, but the one who trusts in the Lord is protected." It's been times where I'm not going to stand up here and say that I have not kind of feared mankind, because I have, and I feel like we all have at some point. And when I do these messages, I'm going to be nothing but honest to you guys, and I like to speak truth. And like I said, the songwriters, everybody's like, I like to write about what I know. And I want to tell you, I want to speak from what I know, that it's times that I have backed down. I felt like God may be leading me to give maybe someone a study Bible, and I backed down. But still, I feel like there were some seeds planted from meeting up and stuff with these people, but he just plays you like a snare. The devil will play you like a snare. And I play drums, and I know it's not talking about a snare drum, but I hit pretty hard, and I'm telling you, the devil is going to hit you hard no matter what. But the fear of mankind is a snare. It's a trap, is what that's saying. But the one who trusts in the Lord is protected. Peter feared what others thought and what they may do to him. Fear of people traps us. It traps us. And maybe right now God's trying to tell you that it's time for you to get up and do this. It's time for you to follow him. It's time for you to be obedient to him. But you're so worried about what the people around you are going to think, and it's just ensnaring you, when in reality, that's just Satan putting a stronghold on your life, because Jesus says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. You are free today in Jesus Christ. He has set you free, and I'm telling you, it is the most best thing. That's why I love saying these messages, is because I don't want you to miss out on the faithful obedience that Jesus provides to those who follow him and love him. It's the most rewarding thing of following Jesus daily, denying yourself daily and following him, asking him, what is it that you want me to set out to do? Not, God, how can I build my kingdom? How can I build Cody's kingdom? How can I make Cody's kingdom look cool? Whatever. No, as Jesus, how can I help your kingdom today? Because people, I'm telling you, and once you start doing that, it'll trap you. People, you'll get these thoughts in your mind that are nothing from Satan, that is a lie, trying to trap you about, well, this person's going to think that, this person's going to think that. Like, I'm telling you, sometimes it's not easy putting stuff up, because Satan gets in my head and tells me these lies. He is the father of lies. But Jesus, like I said, he says, whoever denies me before others, I will also deny him before my Father in heaven. Guys, let's do not deny him today. Let's be for him, and let's show others the love of Christ. John 12:43 says, they loved human praise more than praise from God. I don't want us to be following Jesus to get praise from other people. No, his is the glory. His is the victory. We follow him because he first loved us. Even while we were yet sinners, Christ still died for us. Even while we were faithless, he is faithful. Number three is, true security and comfort are found in Jesus. That warmth from the fire that Peter was experiencing was only temporary. That fire is gone. That fire is not burning today. But I tell you what is burning and reigning. It is Jesus Christ. He is burning in souls of believers. His fire is kindled up through the Holy Spirit that is within us. He's the one that is ablaze in us, and he's still reigning today in our life. He is eternal. Peter's failure had consequences, and we have consequences when we deny Jesus, and I'm not talking about with speech. It's with action and deed. You can say all day that I'm a believer. I believe Jesus. I believe in Jesus. Yeah, I believe him. Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, he's God. Yeah, I believe him. Like I said, I think in one of the weeks past, that even the demons believe and they shudder. Even the demons believe. What I want to ask us today, are we followers of Jesus? Do we deny ourselves daily? Do we carry our cross daily like he tells us to do? Do we produce fruit consistent with repentance? That's Matthew 3:8. It says, therefore produce fruit consistent with appearance. First John 3:18 says, little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in action and in truth. But in action and in truth. Have this little acronym for CODE. It's Christ, our life, and deliverer. Anytime you get around and you feel like you're about to compromise, like it says, Jesus says, remember Lot's wife. That's the second shortest Bible verse in the Word of God. Remember Lot's wife. She looked back. Lot compromised and went to Sodom. He made a lot of compromises. And I don't want you today, I don't want myself today, because I want to practice what I preach. And that's the real preaching. Like, you may be listening to me right now. The real preaching is when this camera is off and I'm out living life. And the real preaching for you is when you're out living your life in front of people, showing people Jesus. Here's the acronym for CODE. Like I said, Christ, our life, and deliverer. Christ, Jesus is the Messiah and the anointed Savior who came to redeem us. The letter O is our. Jesus is not just a distant figure. He is our personal Savior and Lord. L is life. Life in Him is eternal life. And it's true fulfillment. You get the best of both worlds. One day, it's not just going to be a spiritual thought. You're going to be in the physical presence of Almighty God, Jesus. You will be looking at Him in the face, eye to eye, seeing the nail-scarred hands and His feet. But right now, guys, we get true fulfillment from following Him. That is the... I've done a lot of things I feel like in the world, maybe not some compared to a lot of other people, but none of it is as fulfilling as following Jesus. None of it. D is deliverer. Jesus rescues us from sin, death, and the enemy's power. The enemy has an assignment on you, especially if you're following Jesus. He wants to sidetrack you, to derail you. And you ask me, Cody, how do you know that? It's because I have experienced it firsthand. Jesus is the one that fights for us. We can't do it on our own. It's Him. It's Jesus. So in closing, I want to ask you three questions. Where do you turn for comfort when life gets difficult? Where do you turn for comfort when life gets difficult? And only you can answer that. And you know things already, as I just said, that's popping up in your head that you know where you turn to when life gets difficult. Are you standing with Jesus today? Or are you seeking warmth from the world? Are you standing with Jesus today, or are you seeking warmth from the world? Will you choose temporary approval from people or eternal security in Christ? And maybe today you're saying, Cody, I do not know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I've not been faithful to Him and following Him. You can never be too gone to turn back. While we're faithless, He is faithful. 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, He who is just can forgive. That's context. I can't say that just straight. But you know what? I'll look it up for us. This is the Word of God, and this speaks with power. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you confess with your mouth, believe it in your heart that Jesus rose on the third day to die for your sins, to give you life, then you will be saved. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I'm so glad to be back on these messages. And I apologize for the past 2 weeks. I really am. But I still have some stuff cooking up in me. I'm ready for next week. So if y'all need anything, guys, please let me know. The next week's message may be up on Thursday. May not be true Wednesday, but probably up on Thursday more than likely. But I just want to thank y'all for tuning in, and I want to pray for us, and I want to pray for you before we get out of here and before you log off. Just thank y'all for tuning in. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you just for the opportunity that you have given me this day to, God, speak your word. God, I do not take it lightly. God, I just want to thank you for the person right now on the other side that maybe they will be set free, God, because your word says who the Son sets free is free indeed. God, I want to thank you for the tools that you have given me to just speak your word and spread it just wherever. God, you said that you would take it around the world. And God, I've already seen that in the first couple weeks of doing this, God. And that's all you, God. That's nothing I've done. God, that's just faithful obedience. God, I want to pray for the person on the other side of the speaker, whatever they're going through. God, that they will just cling to you, Jesus, no matter the storms of life that are hitting them. God, if you're calling them to walk on the water out to you, per se, God, don't let the wind and the waves distract them. God, just help them. They may feel it, that they will feel it, God, but their eyes, just help their eyes be fixed upon you. God, we cannot go about this life without you. God, we just want to thank you for Jesus, that we have hope, God. We're in 2025. That's 2025 years after death. God, you've chose us to live in this time, such a time as this, God, that we don't have to go to a temple, God. He lives inside of us through the blood that was shed on the cross. Him coming down here and took on flesh. God, just thank you. And I just pray that if somebody today has given their life to you, God, that you would just keep them. God, and you'll place them around people who, God, will just uplift them, encourage them, and guide them into all truth and show them the way and just keep them on the right path, God. And we ask all this in your beautiful name, in Christ Jesus. Amen. Y'all have a great week, guys.